This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Greg,
and Mark.
And if you're reading Discord at discord.freetalklive.com, Mark, they're never going to believe that. I used to do a topless show. They've all seen it. So anyway, as we were talking about, or as we alluded to before the break, a LGBTQ bar in North Carolina, the police opened fire on it. This is coming from LGBTQ Nation, and it's particularly funny to me because it's Pride Month, and Pride Month is just sort of, I mean, it's not something I'm really into in the first place, obviously, but it's just been completely overrun right now by, you know, rightful protests against police violence. Well, the two things have merged here. Police opened fire on an LGBTQ bar in North Carolina after they received an anonymous tip that the bar was giving water bottles to protesters. Tim,
when you say open fire, what does that mean?
They pulled out their guns and they shot at the bar owner.
Presumably. I need to hear more.
Yeah. So Tim Lemuel is the owner of the Ruby Deluxe in Raleigh. He said that on Saturday night, his business was vandalized with a white supremacist symbol, and the bar's glass doors and windows were broken. So on Sunday evening, he decided to stay at his business, in part to deter vandals. He also set up a first aid station for people who needed medical attention, washing tear gas and pepper spray out of people's eyes and handing out water bottles and granola bars. He said that he and some staff were working there for about 7 hours before six police officers arrived and told them to move just after midnight. "This is my business," Lemuel responded in a video that has since been posted online. "I rent this space." The police officers, again, told him to move. These protectors of private property that you were all for, well, not all for earlier, but
no,
yeah, these protectors of private property, again, told him to move, said, "The game is over. Get out."
Get out of where?
His bar.
He had to leave his bar?
Well, that's what they told him to. Lemuel walked back toward his bar. Apparently, he had stepped outside to talk to them, presumably. I don't know. It doesn't, you know, it's not a straight narrative here.
At this point, they don't know whether he was walking back in to lock the doors.
As he should, I mean, as he should have the right to.
Well, I mean,
he should have right to stay there.
He should have the right to stay there, but if he's ordered to leave, at the very least they should let him do is lock the door.
Fair, but they don't have the right to order him to leave, I would argue. But
I wouldn't claim that.
Walked back toward his bar, and police said, "You've been told," and opened fire. "I was in the Army for 8 years, so the bangs didn't bother me, but my staff were scared out of their minds. If you've never been in that situation, it appears like you're going to be killed." So evidently, the police in Raleigh are equally as bad shots as they are in New York City. Lemuel said that deputies had already passed by the bar, which isn't far from the Wake County Justice Center. "During the 7 hours, they had every opportunity to come down and check on us, see what was going on, or tell us their concerns. They chose not to, and at some point they just went straight for guns blazing."
I think that's the root of a lot of these problems.
I'm just stunned by this.
"We weren't chanting, we weren't yelling, we weren't gesturing to them. There was nothing that we were doing to instigate a response like that."
Right.
"The Wake County Sheriff's Office..."
Not that chanting, yelling, or whatever should institute a response of opening fire.
Certainly not. "The Wake County Sheriff's Office said that the shooting was..."
Cops are supposed to have to account for every single bullet that they fire while on duty. I'd be interested in knowing what the inspector at their police department is saying about this.
Where's the body cam footage?
Well, I'll tell you. They said that the shooting was justified because it worked, and it forced the first aid station to disband. "Once deputies urge the crowd to disperse several times and there is noncompliance, the next step is to disperse the crowd," said the Wake County Sheriff's Office spokesperson. The spokesperson said that the police showed up at the bar because of an anonymous tip that the bar was handing out water to protesters. But the Wake County Sheriff's Office use of force policy says that officers can't use weapons, neither lethal nor less than lethal, if people are only putting up passive or verbal resistance.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't get how this is justified. I'm listening for the justification, and I have yet to hear the justification for shooting at people who didn't listen to you about shutting down a water stand.
Well, according to the sheriff's office, it was justified because it worked.
We have investigated ourselves, and we have found that we have done nothing wrong.
Well, their goal was to force the first aid station to disband, so they shot at it, and it disbanded. So, therefore, it was justified. It worked. Now, what is illegal about running a first aid station in the first place? Is that illegal? Do you have to be licensed and regulated and properly authorized by the state?
In this kind of environment, lots of things could be illegal. Right now in New York City, there is a curfew. It's illegal to do things like be outside, walk around in a park.
All the more reason to avoid New York City. But let's go to the phones. We've got Robbie calling from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I would just like to thank you for taking my call, number one. Number two, you should still fuck them.
I'm sorry, what was that? You seem to be using a cell phone, and yeah,
we might have lost you.
What did he say?
I don't know. I get the impression it was supposed to be a gotcha.
Yeah, I got so too, but I couldn't even hear it.
But I don't know what it was.
Come get us back.
Nah, yeah, I'm good on that. So this attack occurred on Monday night. Curfew wasn't imposed in Raleigh until Monday night. Had it been anybody, it would have been bad enough, said Raleigh City Council member Nicole Stewart. The idea that it was an individual, a business owner, trying to help other individuals in our community makes it that much more startling, and I can't let it sit. Stewart sent the video to the city manager and the police chief and is asking for an investigation into the shooting, but as you pointed out, they've already investigated, and they've determined that it was justified because it worked.
Here's the thing. We've had two stories. And one story, the protesters, the looters, shot at people. On the other story, the police shot at people. Okay? What we have here is we have essentially bad behavior on the side of the police, and then we have bad behavior on the side, I would say, not of protesters, but of people infiltrating the protests as well. The difference is the police are organized, or at least they're supposed to take a chain of command. They're the only ones that can de-escalate. That's why they have the responsibility to de-escalate things. If they don't do it, how do they expect a random disorganized mob to de-escalate?
Well, I mean, you sort of implied here that the looters are as bad as police for shooting people. And, you know, yes, obviously shooting people, there's no justification for it. However, they wouldn't be doing that if the police hadn't started killing people first.
Well, I'm not even assigning blame. I'm saying responsibility is always on the organized police. You can't expect a disorganized mob to organize itself to de-escalate. But you can expect a police force to de-escalate, like many police do, and march with the protesters. Why don't all police do that?
It seems to be working as far as a de-escalation tactic, this kneeling before the protesters and marching with the protesters kind of thing. Where that happens, there's a correlation of a lack of rioting and looting.
Right.
So, I mean, that it's a tactic. As a tactic, I should say, it seems to work.
It shouldn't just be a tactic. It should be a policy. In fact, when cops arrive at a scene, any scene, the first thing through their mind should be, can we de-escalate this first? But they're being trained in this country to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, and it's expected that the random person that they pull a gun on is supposed to be calm and collected, not the officer who supposedly has been trained to be calm and collected.
Right. It's not the individual officer who dials it up to an 11. It's the training that radicalizes each person that could be a normal, reasonable person. They tell him, bang, you could be dead. You have to dial it to an 11 in the first second.
Yes,
you have to take control of the situation.
He may have been trained to do that, but the cop still is the individual responsible for doing it. I mean, they don't.
But it's the system. It's the system that trains the individual.
The system that they voluntarily signed up for.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't get to be absolved of responsibility. I mean, they're still the ones who pull the guns and shoot
but
people.
We need to change the system.
I would agree, but I would rather see an end to the system than a change. And I don't see
that
either.
That doesn't always go well.
I don't see either event being particularly likely. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Greg.
And Mark.
And you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th, and where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. And let's go to the phones. We're pretty sure this is James from Arizona. James calling from the Grand Canyon. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I'm on the side of a cliff that I'm the only one here. I'm the only one that has the balls.
It would be such a shame if you had an accident.
It's like I know you are not calling when you're speaking to me from a church of love. You're a POS. Just as you're not...
I'm a point of sale?
Excuse me, let me catch my breath. I didn't expect somebody to take my call.
But anyway, why are you out of breath, James?
Because I'm going on a 90-degree angle, something you couldn't do. And ironically, the only person that's
calling at a 90-degree angle?
He's right.
Yeah, you got to use your hands to climb up a mountain.
And how are you holding the phone?
Hey, Greg, I don't know what loser you are, but I recognize your voice from listening to the show.
I appreciate it.
I carry it with me.
And James, how insane are you that you expect me to believe that you are right now climbing up the side of the Grand Canyon?
If he is up, climbing up the side of the Grand Canyon, how crazy is it to call and harass people while you're doing it? Like, enjoy the view, dude.
No, this is amazing. He thought of you calling from the Grand Canyon.
He is crazy no matter which of these scenarios is true.
Man.
It's 100% true, as I always tell the truth. Unlike the loser you're looking at that you take afterwards, you ride with which ease you breathe, and you don't care about the truth.
Okay, James, thanks for the call. Have a good night.
I was going to listen to more of that.
Mike from Goldwell, Washington, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hold on. I'm climbing up Mount Si right now in my wheelchair.
You know what? I'm also climbing the Grand Canyon right now.
Ethan Hunt is on the line next.
You filthy points of sale. Hey, listen, I heard later last night after your show from it seems like any criminal lawyer knows that this third-degree murder would be the way to actually, whatever they call it, prosecute this officer. Second and first degree, there's like this humongous chance that it will be an acquittal. And if that happens, I would suggest for those that are going to go peacefully protest, bring some hot dogs. Because if they acquit this guy, it's almost like they are deliberately over trying to charge him with what will not stick. And then he's going to, like, they're deliberately going to create more trouble when they could get him on third degree without question. But now he might get acquitted, probably will. And it's going to get hot out.
Yeah, that's
what I think acquitted, the reason they elevated the charges was because of, you know, all of the protests and the demands for that.
Right.
Well, Klobuchar was the one that's sort of credited with this in some way. Senator Klobuchar announces it on Twitter. Hey, good news. The guy that we have arrested and the guy that we have charged, we're super duper charging him. Right. And you can thank me, good people, my voting constituent, as you burn down buildings. I believe what she's trying to do is to become Biden's running mate by saying, hey, look, I've got all the rioters that like me.
Right. I mysteriously care about racial tension in the country. But I think what's really going to happen is that most people think that second and first is a way better because we don't know. We're not lawyers. We just think number one is the way to go. And, and I think it's going to backfire. I hope not. But boy, right. I'm glad I live in Gold Bar. Quiet.
to stick here, I believe what they have to do is they have to prove that he, whether he had premeditated, first degree murder requires premeditation, second degree murder
Correct.
Requires intent. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to.
It's really
hard to argue that you
accidentally strangled someone to death by holding your knee on their neck for 9 minutes.
If you held your knee on the neck of 10 people and the 10th and the 11th one dies, it's pretty easy to argue that this system, although it is not allowed by police departments to be used, is not an intent to kill.
Anyway, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know. As you pointed out, though, you know, most people are not attorneys. They don't know the difference between second degree, first degree, third degree murder. I don't
think third degree murder even exists in most places. This is, frankly, and I said it all along, this is manslaughter. And people don't like to hear that. It's like manslaughter means that they get a parade and they don't ever have to go to jail and nothing bad ever happens. Are you kidding? Manslaughter is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. What do you think it's like to be a cop in prison for 10 years? It sucks.
I don't know the legal difference, but I would definitely agree with the masses of people here, just based off what I've seen in the legal system.
I'd say this. Nobody knows what prison's like. If you have to send somebody to prison for 10 years, you might as well just kill them. I mean, prison's a miserable place designed to turn, you know, whether you like it or not, designed to turn somebody into a lifelong criminal. Anybody who does 10 years and walks out and doesn't commit crimes, you know, ought to get a freaking medal.
And that's, again, the system, everything about the system, the prison system, the fact that the cops get convictions at a lower rate than regular people, the fact that the prosecutor's on the side of, you know, what is it, regular person gets 99% conviction rate with the grand jury, cop doesn't get that. Then you've got the...
Well, of course not, because the cops, the prosecutors, the district attorneys, the judges, the people who write the laws, they're all on the same side.
Exactly. You've got a system of who's watching the watchers. Well, the people, the watchmen. They're just above the law sometimes. And it's a weird thing. They're only getting in trouble with qualified immunity if they should have known that what they're doing is against a clear law. So there was a case recently where they took stuff out of a house. They just straight up stole it. But they didn't. They got qualified immunity. Why? Because they said it was the police department that confiscated it, and they stole from the police department, technically. So, therefore, it's an internal matter. See, but it was the guy's stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which he's never going to get back.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, I'm not a fan of cops. Badges don't grant extra rights.
No, they don't.
But cops think they do. You know,
I think that everybody thinks that.
Here in America, they do seem to grant extra rights. They shouldn't, but they do. I can't kneel with my knee on someone's neck for 9 minutes until they die without being charged with some sort of murder charge or even a manslaughter charge. Because let's not forget here that the charging of these police officers, that's rare. It has historically not been happening in the United States. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech by just visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Omaha Steaks, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All of the Minneapolis police officers involved in the fatal encounter with George Floyd now face charges. Former officer Derek Chauvin now faces an upgraded charge, according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison.
I believe the evidence available to West now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao.
In Minneapolis,
we got a war! We got a war!
Protesters celebrated the news, but Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says the battle is not yet won.
We cannot celebrate because an arrest is not a conviction, and we want justice. This family is united in their quest for justice.
This is USA Radio News. In a virtual town hall, former President Obama spoke of the Black Lives Matter movement. He said, as tragic as this has been, it's also a time of awakening.
They offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle it, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to hear testimony from the Justice Department whistleblowers and former department officials. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler announced Tuesday the witnesses are prepared to describe Attorney General William Barr's politicization of the department and specific incidents of misconduct. Nadler said the committee will also introduce a bill to cut the budget of Barr's personal office by $50 million, which, if passed, would most likely not pass in the Senate. In the year and a half he's been in office, Barr has never appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Mr. Greg.
And Mark.
And, you know, now is the time, according to popular science, to switch to an encrypted communication app. I love everything about this article because I'm always so happy when I meet people and I get their number and I start texting them and, oh, look, Signal just notified me that this message was encrypted. Thank you, other person on the other end who isn't involved in the anarchist or libertarian or cryptocurrency communities, but who is encrypting their messages anyway. It's great.
Yeah, I think we need mass adoption for crypto. And the problem has been that it's been niche projects.
Yeah.
But we need to have Facebook Messenger, etc. They're all being encrypted, but we have to take their word for it.
Yeah,
it's just, we got to have open source software with encryption.
I assume that everything that I send via Facebook is, you know, being monitored because it's Facebook.
And they also make a big show of it. You never know. They could be saying, oh no, we can't decrypt this. Well, meanwhile, that's exactly what you want they want you to think.
The awesome thing about Signal is that it doesn't matter whether or not the other person uses it. I mean, it can work just fine as your standard
SMS
messaging.
Right, you can just use it to text.
Yeah. But if the other person does have Signal, it will encrypt those messages. You can send, you know, pictures, whatever, all of it encrypted end to end. No one else can read them except the person who you sent your message to.
Exactly.
So you may not have heard of the app called Signal or Wire or Telegram or Keybase or any of these other platforms that allow encrypted, secure messaging. But the user experience, particularly Signal, which is what this article focuses on, feels similar to many other video call and chat apps you've probably used in the past. Now, I've never used Signal's video call feature. I didn't even know they had that.
Neither did I. I know they have audio.
And I know that Telegram encrypts calls. I don't think it just encrypts generic messages from one person to the other unless you make a secret chat. Is that correct?
Yeah, but you may not know this, but the web, every web browser today supports end-to-end encrypted video chat. It's called WebRTC, stands for Web Real-Time Chat, and it's a technology that's open. So not just Signal, but any web developer of any website can put some JavaScript, and suddenly you can communicate with other people on that website totally end-to-end encrypted. It's available to everybody now.
That's a really cool feature.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. So in recent years, Signal has become a go-to tool for journalists and for others who want to ensure the privacy of their communications. With more chat app options than ever vying for space on your phone, paying attention to privacy is extremely important. What always gets me about people is asking me if I have WhatsApp. No. Why in the hell would I have WhatsApp?
Well,
you don't even have to be paranoid or privacy-minded to know that WhatsApp
is owned by Facebook.
Awful.
Well, I don't know if it's awful or not, but I know it's owned by Facebook, and that's about all I need to know about it. However,
I also use Facebook Messenger.
I don't use Facebook Messenger. Won't put that crap on my phone. But
I use it to message people who I am friends with on Facebook.
Right. I got it. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying I won't put it on my phone.
I feel bad for doing it.
That
so.
Invasive little...
I have a question.
It's like a
Why
tick.
Does one company need two messengers? I never understood that.
Well, WhatsApp developed itself as a competitor and they just bought it.
They bought it. Yeah,
sure, they bought it. But, like, why did they not merge the two, you know, networks? Like, what's the point of having two different apps? Like,
it's probably some antitrust nonsense.
And difficult to do. I have WhatsApp because...
Oh, you have WhatsApp, but you want to install Facebook Messenger.
That's correct. I have WhatsApp because if you want to message foreign people, this is their thing.
Yeah.
Like, WhatsApp is huge outside of the United States.
Well, they need to get on board and use Telegram or Keybase.
Right. Do I just tell them
Or whatever that fork of Keybase is called.
We're not going to talk if you don't use Telegram. Is that where I go on this?
By the way, you know who bought Keybase, the company, recently? Zoom.
I knew they had been purchased by someone, but a fork of Keybase came out.
Now it got forked. Yeah, every time MySQL got bought, they made MariaDB, which is a fork of... It always gets forked once it's bought.
Do you know anything about the fork of Keybase? Because I still haven't migrated off of Keybase now that it's owned by Zoom, of all people. I'm not a big fan of Zoom. If a tech company was going to buy Keybase, I would be more comfortable if someone like LogMeIn rather than Zoom. But I would rather they just not have been bought out entirely because it was such a great idea. You know,
well,
verifying your social your online presence,
that's
invaluable.
One part of capitalism is it's owned by a group of people, and now they're probably going to shut down most of the Keybase. But the part that's not capitalism is the open source part. That's how it was able to get forked, and the information's out there. Nobody owns it. There's no ownership. And that's what leads to everybody being able to use it, just like the web. So, yeah, Keybase, if they developed it and kept it, humanity would not be able to have forked it right now.
Yeah. What's frustrating about the whole thing with Keybase is that this happened like weeks after everyone here in the Keen crypto community and the New Hampshire crypto community created Keybase accounts and shared them with each other and friended each other. Now, Mark, you probably weren't a part of this. And followed each other
to these
and all
parties.
Of that. And just a few weeks later, it gets bought out by Zoom.
Just
very frustrating.
Yep. Yep. Chinese government.
But there is a fork of it now that I have to look into at some point.
Look, Netscape was killed by Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
And instead of just dying, they gave away the code. Again, no ownership. So we got Mozilla Firefox based on that.
Yeah, and that's true.
Everything we have today is a counterweight to Internet Explorer is because of that. It's because they gave away their source code.
So if you're currently involved in activism or journalism or in any other sensitive field, or if you just don't like the idea of having sex with your blinds wide open, then this is the right time to start making the switch to an encrypted means of communication. Because I don't like this idea that popular science is putting forward that, you know, if you have something sort of secretive to hide, you should consider end-to-end encryption. No, you should just consider it anyway for the same reason you don't have sex in your front yard.
Although I will say, if you are reduced to having encryption to escape the government, the problem might not be the encryption. It might be that you need a better society, that you can, a freer society.
One thing we know is that encryption is used by the United States government and every other government. And it basically allows freedom of communication for those organizations. One thing that the nobles really hated was when the serfs began to get weapons that they had that were relatively easy to use, right? So giving a serf a sword and sword fighting him is never a problem. Giving a serf a crossbow, sorry, I was losing the name there,
sure.
A crossbow, they can work that right off the bat.
Yeah.
And they can kill a noble quickly.
They can work a sharp piece of metal off the bat as well. It just takes a little bit more skill.
It's a lot more skill. I mean, there's really, it's the finer points. I'm sorry. Yeah. The finer points. Ha! So, and anyway,
dad
this
jokes.
Is...
Yeah, I've seen his swords. They're real.
I have swords. So, basically, you know, one way or the other, you have to decide whether or not you want to employ the same level of communication these people do. Using something like Signal or Telegram or a variety of these apps that are known to be more secure than just whatever you're using, text. It's the difference between Signal and a text is the difference between a sealed envelope and a postcard. And how do you send your letters? All you have to do is go download this thing, and then it works just like everything else. I admit it's computer interface, it's laptop interface, or, you know.
Oh, that's absolutely horrible.
It's not great.
And it won't show you any of your non-encrypted messages.
It won't.
Would be a nice feature for it to have.
I would like that.
I would love to be able to text people, you know, just via SMS.
I don't know how Signal makes money.
I don't either.
You know,
it's not capitalism
or something.
They just got bought out.
It's an anarchist named Moxie.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, well, he's not in it for the money then, presumably.
They have tons of money from selling WhatsApp to Facebook.
Signal used to have WhatsApp.
The founders of WhatsApp started Signal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Interesting connection. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free of government spying by using encrypted communication.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Greg.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Reasonable Voice, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. People who join that program, which only costs $5 per month, are helping us to get on more radio stations, to get out there for more people to listen to watch the show, and all of that awesome stuff. Hence his name. It allows us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It comes with a number of cool little perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat room on the Discord server, and other cool little things like that. Check it out. It's amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Reasonable Voice, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue listening and amplifying the show. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, listening on disgorge.com. And, hey, Mark, what were you saying earlier about Guns and Hoses? You got a new band?
That's kind of funny.
I had previously said
that Democrats like government bureaucrats and Republicans like government bureaucrats with guns and hoses.
Okay.
Because I just can't fit the fireman thing in exactly right, but I think everybody likes firemen, so maybe I should just go with guns.
But yeah, especially the hoses. They like firemen. Isn't your wife going to get upset about that? You hanging out with all them hoses? More.
What you been
hanging out with them,
David?
For years?
Well, hoses, of course. Government case study. So New Mexico is an interesting case study. They're in two parts. One, they're a test bed for the left because they don't have much national power all by themselves, and because of their demographic, they're a test bed for the national lefties that send in lobbyists from both coasts to come in and influence state law in our legislature. And if you, I mean, everybody's familiar with, for instance, Michigan, the governor there, what she's doing. Yeah, well, and the one here is similar. Michelle Lujan Grisham, she's left like that, wants to lock you down and take this and take that and tell you what to do. But she's not as well known because it's New Mexico and not Michigan. But because New Mexico is so small, money wise and population wise, relatively speaking, and they're not well known. It's easier to come in here and get the ear of the lefties that are in power and get them to go along. And it helps also that the governor here wants to be your next vice president. So you have that combined with they don't produce anything here. I mean, literally nothing. New Mexico is this poorest state in the nation, literally. And now they've lost their oil and gas. It all went bye-bye. And oil and gas paid for 40% of the state budget of New Mexico. And it's all gone for the moment. You know, some of it's going to come back, but it's all gone. And so they've always prided themselves. They've had a $15 billion rainy day fund. Well, now it's raining. And they're speculating that the governor is going to want to take like $3 billion of that $15 billion, just and spend it just in this next year. So if she spends $3 billion a year, you know, you got 5 years, and then you're all done. And then what are you going to do? So I'm just saying it's going to be an interesting case study to watch New Mexico and see what happens, especially if things don't change back to where they were.
You mentioned that the state of New Mexico has currently lost its oil and gas production or drilling or whatever. Is this because of the coronavirus?
Well, basically, yeah, because the economy shut down, nobody's driving, nobody's flying, et cetera. So the oil and gas price, or oil price especially, plummeted down below the cost of production. And so it would cost them money to go to work, so they just quit taking it out of the ground for the time being. And also the other thing is that New Mexico taxes oil and gas industry more than other states do, like Texas and Alaska and North Dakota. And on top of that, there's a lot of lefties here that don't want oil and gas anyway. They want them all go bye-bye, and they're putting up wind generators and solar instead. And so all those things combined is making it so they're driving the oil and gas out of New Mexico. And so when the oil and gas does come back, they'll start drilling across the state line in Texas instead of in New Mexico, because the oil and gas is right on the border anyway. All they got to do is drive 10 miles down the road there in Texas, and they can drill there instead of New Mexico. So it's going to be fun to watch what happens to this state. They're already in a bad place, and it's going to possibly get very, very much worse.
So the $3 billion, what's she going to spend it on?
Just operating budget. Teachers mainly. Most of that goes to paying teachers. And teachers have what? A union. And
I would imagine $3 billion would go very far whenever a government is involved. Okay.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. But New Mexico, it's a small state, and they pay the lowest wages in the nation for many, many, many things. So it goes farther here than it would elsewhere.
Okay. Well, David, I hope that your predictions about things are wrong. Thank you so much for the call, though. I don't know what to tell the people of New Mexico about the loss of gas and oil production. That's inevitable anyway at some point in the future.
You know, when he started the call, it reminded me of a fireman in New Mexico. He had a son named Jose. Then he had another son. He named him Jose B.
So we're talking about encryption here. Well, we were. I seem to have put it away while I was looking for a alternative to Coinbase. I mean, not Coinbase.
But specifically, this was a puff piece for Signal, right?
Well, it moves on to other things.
Okay.
Keybase is the word I was looking for. Like, just this way, we talked about how Zoom has purchased Keybase, and I was looking for a fork of it. Apparently, I was mistaken. Some people are discussing the possibility of creating a fork of it because it was blockchain-based. So, obviously, instead of just building the ground up, they would just fork it from whatever Zoom bought and, you know, take it their own direction. But Zoom announced that it would not make free calls encrypted. Now, this is through the Zoom software, presumably, and not through Keybase. I don't know if Keybase can even make calls. I've never tried. But it would not make free calls encrypted specifically so that they can give law enforcement access in case people, quote, misuse the platform.
So this is where I'm going to get on my left libertarian soapbox a little bit, okay? Because when you have a privately owned company,
like Zoom or like Keybase. You can sell Keybase to Zoom. You can sell out. Then you can have the feds, and you can actually go ahead and turn this into something that the feds can listen in on. You can turn the network easily into something like that because it's privately owned. Compare that to something like the web, which you cannot turn so easily into something, or the Bitcoin.
But wasn't Keybase open source?
Keybase may have open sourced their software, and to the extent they did, other people should pick it up and run with it. Absolutely. It's not it's exactly not owning the source code, which is makes it free and makes people free to use it.
I'm definitely a fan of open source. As I understand it, Signal is open source. Telegram, I think, is open source.
Telegram has open sourced a lot of their stuff, but it's mostly run by Telegram. But their new network, Ton, was banned by the federal government.
Yeah, despite raising more money than any other ICO in history. Well, and not despite, but probably because of.
Because, yeah, maybe EOS. But, like, now there's going to be an open source movement, probably, running their software because they've open sourced it.
They did open source it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they gave it. It's all on GitHub.
Okay.
And you can run it. See, the thing is,
good for them.
If you compare all these projects with less ownership versus projects that are privately owned, the ones that have no ownership have outpaced the ones with ownership. So, for example, America Online.
Well, that's not true with what's the operating system that makes me want to pull my hair out?
Linux.
Linux, Ubuntu, right? What a misery it has been trying to use that.
I mean, even the best of them right now, which is the most user-friendly, is probably Linux Mint. And
perhaps
it will also make you want to pull your hair out more often than
not.
Oh,
yeah. I would say that largely your statement is true, that many of these open-source projects work very well. But when you're talking about something really, really big, like an operating system, I think, it seems to get harder.
Let's not forget that Google Chrome is privately owned, and its Chromium engine, was so good.
It was based on WebKit, which was based on an open source project called Conqueror. Apple actually forked it, and it's open source. All of it is based on open source. And Linux powers Android, which is very user friendly, according to billions of people. So there is that, I guess.
It is still open source, but to get the Google Play Stores and stuff like that, you have to jump through Google.
Yeah, Google's proprietary Play Store is not open source.
Anyway, if you like the show, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you want to learn more about the Intercoin project that Greg is here representing, you can find that one more time. That's intercoin.org.
org.
I just wanted to be sure. intercoin.org.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.